The 7,255th meeting of the Security Council is called to order. The provisional agenda for this meeting is the situation in the Middle East. The agenda is adopted. In accordance with Rule 37 of the Council's Provisional Rules of Procedure, I invite the representative of Yemen to participate in this meeting. It is so decided. The Security Council will now begin its consideration of item 2 of the agenda. After consultations among Council members, I have been authorised to make the following statement on their behalf. I quote, "The Security Council welcomes the recent progress in Yemen's political transition, in line with the Gulf Cooperation Council initiative and implementation mechanism, including the recent meeting of the National Authority for Monitoring the Implementation of the National Dialogue Outcomes on 11 August, and the Economic Reform Agenda. The Security Council supports President Abdurrabo Mansour Hadi in his efforts to address the concerns of all parties within the framework of the National Dialogue Conference outcomes, urging the Yemeni authorities to expedite the process of reforms, including army and security sector reform. The Security Council urges all the parties in Yemen to adhere to resolving their differences through dialogue and consultation, reject acts of violence to achieve political goals, refrain from provocation, and fully abide by resolutions 2014, 2051, and 2140. Furthermore, the Security Council calls on all members to refrain from external interference which seeks to foment conflict and instability, and instead to support the political transition. The members of the Security Council note with concern that the Houthis and others continue to stoke the conflict in the north in an attempt to obstruct the political transition. The Security Council recalls that Resolution 2140 introduced targeted sanctions measures against individuals or entities engaging in or providing support for acts that threaten the peace, security, or stability in Yemen. The Security Council supports the efforts of the panel of experts in gathering and analysing information regarding the implementation of these measures, in particular, incidents of undermining the political transition. The Security Council expresses grave concern about the deterioration of the security situation in Yemen in light of the action taken by the Houthis, led by Abdul Malik al-Houthi, and those who support them, to undermine the political transition and the security of Yemen. These actions include their escalating campaign to bring down the government, establishing camps in and around Sana'a, seeking to supplant the authority of the state by installing checkpoints on strategic routes into Sana'a, as well as ongoing fighting in Al-Jawf. The Security Council calls on all armed groups to refrain from any action which might exacerbate this already fragile situation. The Security Council condemns the actions of Houthi forces commanded by Abdullah Yahya al-Hakim, Abu Ali al-Hakim, who overran Amran, including the Yemeni Army Brigade headquarters, on 8 July. The Security Council calls on the Houthis to withdraw their forces from Amran and return Amran to the government of Yemen control, to cease all armed hostilities against the government of Yemen in Al-Jawf, and remove the camps and dismantle the checkpoints they have erected in and around Sana'a. The Security Council condemns the growing number of attacks carried out or sponsored by Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and expresses its determination to address this threat in accordance with the Charter of the United Nations and international law, including applicable human rights, refugee, and humanitarian law. And in this regard, through the Al-Qaeda sanctions regime administered by the committee pursuant to Resolutions 1267 and 1989, and reiterates its readiness under the above-mentioned regime to sanction further individuals, groups, undertakings, and entities who do not cut off all ties to Al-Qaeda and associated groups. The Security Council stresses the need for an initial draft of the Constitution to be passed by the National Authority Review in a timely manner in order to conduct a referendum on the Constitution without undue delay. The Security Council reiterates its call for comprehensive, independent and impartial investigations consistent with international standards into alleged human rights violations and abuses, in line with the outcomes of the National Dialogue Conference and the Gulf Cooperation Council Initiative and Implementation Mechanism. The Security Council recalls its reference in Resolution 2140 to the early adoption of a law on transitional justice and national reconciliation. The Security Council notes the formidable economic, security, and social challenges confronting Yemen, which continue to leave many Yemenis in acute need of humanitarian assistance. It reaffirms the need to expedite economic reforms, which are a necessary part of achieving macroeconomic stability, fighting poverty, and addressing the chronic humanitarian consequences of the crisis in a sustainable manner. It encourages rapid implementation of Government of Yemen plans to improve social protection, as well as urging the international community to support the humanitarian response plan, which remains underfunded. The Security Council also urges all parties to facilitate safe and unhindered access for humanitarian actors to reach people in need of humanitarian assistance. It also reaffirms the need for all parties to ensure the safety of civilians, including those receiving assistance, as well as the need to ensure the security of humanitarian personnel and United Nations and its associated personnel. The Security Council remains closely engaged on the situation in Yemen and will continue to closely follow the next steps towards a peaceful political transition. In this regard, it welcomes the continued and coordinated efforts of the Gulf Cooperation Council, Group of 10 Ambassadors, the Secretary General's good offices, including through the Special Advisor Jamal Benamar, the wider diplomatic community, and the next Friends of Yemen meeting that will take place on 24 September in New York. The Security Council underscores the need for continued international support for Yemen's political transition, including through the fulfillment of commitments made by donors to support Yemen. Unquote. This statement will be issued as a document of the Security Council under the symbol S/PRST/2014/18. I now give the floor to the representative of Yemen.
Sayyid Mark Grant Lyall, المندوب الدائم للمملكة المتحدة.
Mark Lyall Grant, permanent representative of the United Kingdom. President of the Council this month, Mr. Jamal Benomar, Special Advisor of the Secretary General of the United Nations for Yemen, ladies and gentlemen. Let me at the outset thank you for this invitation to us to take part in this meeting of the Security Council with the adoption of the presidential statement on the situation in Yemen. Once again, this Council is coming forth with one single voice to support the political process underway in Yemen. With the support of the Gulf Council Initiative and related mechanisms, once again, the Council is reaffirming very clearly the substance of Resolution 2014, which warns individuals and entities who are seeking to impede the national process that is aimed at a peaceful change in Yemen, and reaffirms to them its decision to take punitive measures if they try to block the political process. President, the position of all the members of the Security Council was in the past and continues to be an example of an international responsible position which supports the aspirations of the Yemeni people who are trying to bring about peaceful change and seeking to deal with the difficulties in their state, their federal state, and bring about a state that is based on human rights, freedom of expression, and the rights of women as provided for in the outcomes of the national dialogue, which have unanimous support of all components of the population in Yemen. The cooperation between the Security Council and the institutions of the United Nations, together with the Gulf Cooperation Council, are also an example of the success of international and regional good offices to put an end or to mitigate the tensions. And in this regard, we need to thank Mr. Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General, and Mr. Jamal Ben Omar, his special advisor. And UN staff working under Mr. Ben Omar in Sana'a and in New York, and also all representatives of the UN in Yemen. And the 10 ambassadors and representatives of the diplomatic corps in Sana'a. President, ladies and gentlemen, the political leadership represented by the President, Mansour Hadi, while it is continuing its advances in terms of peaceful change and achieving national concord to complete the different missions in this transition period, that is the submission of the draft constitution to the institution that is to deal with the over outcomes of the national dialogue and the preparations for the upcoming elections. This leadership is working tirelessly to address the situation with respect to living conditions, humanitarian and economic situation that are very trying at this time in the country. They're working in very difficult conditions with very limited resources to deal with extremism and terrorism on the security and military fronts. And this leadership is extending its hand to move forward altogether on the path of dialogue and implementation of the outcomes of the national conference. And all components of the people of Yemen agreed to this, including our brothers Ansar Allah, the Houthis, and the Security Council today has called on them to support the country and the result outcomes of the national dialogue. Instead of imposing a new status quo at gunpoint and via war that have destroyed war over the last 50 years. Thank you, sir.
I thank the representative of Yemen for his statement. The Security Council has thus concluded the present stage of its consideration of the item on the agenda, and the meeting is adjourned.